anything else about that?
Okay, so we're gonna do this alphabetical order. So Ashley Allen.
Present. What's your last name?
Allen.
It's hard.
And Abby Anderson.
Present.
Anderson.
Nice. Quinn Anderson.
Anderson with an E.
Got you. Asan Ali Asghar.
Present. Asghar. So focus on the R, but I don't mind.
Oakley Clark.
Hello, I'm here. Oakley Clark.
I'm gonna need some help. Concepcion.
Yeah, present in Concepcion.
Concepcion. Sam Fonder.
My personal privilege, can we turn the volume thing off so it stops shrieking?
Yeah.
Samantha Harbeck.
Harbeck.
Cool. Okay, I'm gonna need some. How would you like it pronounced?
Hagianis.
Hagianis?
Mm-hmm.
Hagianis. Please correct me at any time.
Okay.
Call me up. How do you pronounce yours?
Kalyani. Ayushi Kalyani.
Kalyani? Kalyani. You don't have a placard, what's your name?
Jared,
okay.
Sorry, I'm just here for fun.
Oh, I got you. Sorry. Jack Keeley?
Yep.
Awesome. Arshad?
Arshad.
Arshad. Jessica Lane?
Yep.
Mickey Meir?
Yep.
Jonas Van Hecke? Tran, can you face your placards to me, please? I'm sorry, I cannot see them. How do you pronounce it?
Nguyen.
One more time?
Nguyen.
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 Yeah.
Got you. It is not fine, correct me. Nguyen, it's
yeah,
the same?
Same.
Okay. Michael O'Neill?
O'Neill.
Got you. Sorry, I'm getting this slow. I apologize. What was yours again?
Chi Fem.
Fem?
Mm-hmm.
Is your last name? And how do you say it?
Shugo.
Shugo.
Seyu.
Seyu. Seyu. Okay. Vierspa.
Wickland.
And then Young.
Young. Monica Fan.
Here.
David Edholm.
Mm-hmm.
Hubert Nagapriano. And Solveig Svensson.
Here.
With that, quorum is met. Can we move forward? So we do last names because in the Senate we address each other by last name for those who are new. And if you want to speak, you raise a placard and the parliamentarian put your name on the list. With that, we move to the next item on the agenda, which is the minutes from last year, May 15, 2017. Are there any objections for the minutes? Objections for the minutes? Objections? Seeing none, minutes are approved. Next item on the agenda is community comment. We have anyone for community comment? Community comment, seeing none, we'll move to appointments. Yeah, the first appointment for today is the Senate Speaker, and you have all received an email about that. So if you would like to B, the Senate Speaker, which is essentially the representative of senators on cabinet. So cabinet meets on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. every week. So as a speaker, you have to attend those meetings every week and be there on behalf of the senators. So we are going to open the floor for people to nominate themselves or nominate each other.
I would like to nominate Senator Wicklund.
Is there any second?
You can't do that. You don't have voting privilege. Only senators can second motion.
Second.
Okay.
Any other nominations? Senators Wicklund and Senators Oscar to take the floor and explain or tell us why they want to be the speaker for the Senate.
You
start with Senator Wicklund.
Hi, my name is Taylor Wicklund. I am a senior political science and geography major. I was in student Senate my first year, and this is my second year in Senate, but this time as representative for the seniors. I'm interested in being speaker just because I enjoyed Senate in the past. I wouldn't mind attending cabinet meetings and kind of voicing concerns of the body and being able to relay that information back and forth. I have a lot of experience with like upper level meetings and things like that. I've been on multiple faculty committees. I was parliamentarian of DLC last fall semester. So I think I'd be able to fill that role well. Thank you.
Any questions for Senator Wicklund? Questions? Seeing none, Senator Oscar?
I just have to go. I'm so professional. So, hi everyone, my name is Hassan. I was in Senate last year as well. This is my second year in Senate, same position. Junior financial economics and political science, double major, hopefully. When do I want to be? I think I might do a pretty good job. I will try my best to do a pretty good job. But I don't know. But yeah, thank you.
That was my big deal. Any questions for Senator Oscar? Questions? Seeing none, we move to a vote. And I will ask the senators if they may step out of the room.
Point of privilege, will you all face your placards through the front?
Yeah, I'm going to open the floor to discussion of the candidates at hand. Is there any discussion?
I was in student senate last year with Senator Hassan, and he contributed a lot, and he was a great advocate for a lot of issues. Also, just knowing Hassan personally, that I know that he's very easy to talk to and is very open to critiques, which I think is a really important thing to be open to when you are the speaker. He's also very responsible, and I think that's also a very important thing that he needs to attend cabinet meetings. And with that, I think I'm going to throw my hat behind Senator Oscar. I yield.
Shamir?
Yeah, also knowing Hassan personally, he's very open and personal person. I think he'd be a great representative of the senators here. And I know he wants to play a bigger role in the Senate this year, whether it's serving it like more on more committees or this, it might be this position. But Yeah, I think he's gonna be a great role for that position.
Would you put a son on Neil?
I've also worked closely with Senator Asghar, and just as a friend, I know he's a very approachable person and somebody that all senators would feel comfortable going to, or should feel comfortable going to, with their concerns or thoughts. I know that he's a very diligent worker, and I would love to have him as a speaker.
Well, I'd like to point out that both of them have experience, and I know both of them will do a good job at knowing Senator Wicklund very well. Like, I feel like she would do like an extremely good job at representing our views to the cabinet, and I just have to support Senator Wicklund on this, and I yield my time.
Senator Arshad.
So I've known Ehsan since 8th grade, so our friendship goes back way long, and since then, like, he's a really approachable person, like Ombudsperson O'Neill said. And he has the ability to relate to people, which I think is a really important quality that a speaker should have. Are you?
Anderson?
Yeah, I wanted to speak from the perspective of having been one of Ehsan's constituents last year. I'm very thrilled to have him representing me again. He's always been very open to setting aside time for me to talk about concerns or things that I want him to be sitting on the floor, ways that I want him to be representing me. And so in that respect, as he would be the representative of you guys towards the cabinet, of the senators for the cabinet, right, that I think that he does a really great job of representing and being open and available for people. Thank you.
Is there any more discussion? Seeing none, move to a vote. Those who are in favor of Senator Wicklund, raise your placards, please. Thank you. Those who are in favor of Senator Asghar, raise your placard, please. That Senator Asghar is the working speaker. Nominated to the Technology Committee, and Jacob Scold, nominated to the President's Council on Sustainability. And we are going to move to discussion. If there is any discussion on those. Yep, Chair Anderson.
Both those guys are really great. That's it.
More discussion?
I'd like to echo the comments of the former speaker.
Thank you. More discussion? Discussion? Seeing none, we move to a vote. Those who approve the nominees say aye.
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 Those who are not in favor say nay. The nominees are approved. Thank you. Next point on the agenda is all business. So the first point on all business is the parliamentary procedure. So we recognize that not all of us have been in Senate in the past, so we want to allow our parliamentarian at home to explain to us how the procedure in Senate runs on a regular basis.
Thank you, President. So you've all just become familiar with how the beginning of meetings are going to run. It starts with a quorum, and that's where we met here. It's usually 10 senators or more, and then it's the approval of the minutes, and then we move on to community comment, and then now we're on to the old business. And so how that works is we follow through with the business that we were previously conducting, which would have been the last meeting of last year right now. but we don't have any like businesses from the last meeting of last year, so it's all gonna happen in new business. And the way that that goes is that we're gonna make motions, and motions are what bring up new business, and what brings up discussions. And when we move on to new business, we're gonna, just to get on the speakers list like we've just done, raise our placards, bring up the new business to the members, and follow it with the discussion. And eventually, if someone would like to do something formally present the matter, the topic of discussion, to put something to a vote, or to charge a committee with an agenda, then they may make a motion. And I've handed out the members that could not make it to the retreat on Saturday, the two-sided Robert's Rules cheat sheet. And on the front page, we can see that there are many orders of motions, beginning with the bottom column, bottom row, to make a main motion. Yes. And I have more here. If anyone else would like a copy, just raise your hand and I can pass. Someone misplaced their copy. I think I got everyone that wasn't here on Saturday. But so you can see the priority of business, anything above a row from the bottom may be made in consequential order as follows. On the back side, there are some more rules that we will be following. It's a little warm in here right now, but for example, we can say point of privilege, the temperature is too warm. And that's something, a point of order would not need to be seconded by another member of Senate. Now you'll notice some of us have white placards, some of us have gold placards. Gold placards are the senators, and you will be the ones voting and representing our student body. The white placards will be the cabinet members, and as we are representing the student body, we'll have full speaking privileges, but no voting privileges. So it's really on all the elected senators what business gets passed on, what business gets done this year. And a lot of these rules, you might, if it's your first experience, you may be questioning how exactly are we going to go about these. And the easiest way to pick it up is through learning, like we just went through the first 15 minutes of the meeting. That's how it's going to go every day, every Monday. So take a look at these, 10-15 minutes, and with experience you'll catch on really, really quickly. So are there any questions for me?
Are we allowed to make motions or no? No.
No. But we may suggest to the senators.
Yeah, entertain the motion.
Entertain the motion. All right. IU.
IU, parliamentarian reform. Next point on all business is we had a meeting with President Bergman on Wednesday, and I would like to let Co-President Spencer brief us on the meeting.
All right, first and foremost, welcome. Really excited to be here. So as my co-president just said, we did have a meeting with President Bergman this past Wednesday, just to kind of give her an idea of where we're coming from as co-presidents, kind of some of our plans for this year, and what she needs from us as co-presidents and people who can reach out to senators, who can then reach out to their constituents, so that she has an idea of what students need here on campus. We talked to her a lot about our ideas with creating a better system of alumni here at Gustavus, and creating a network where different departments can have alumni come in, basically creating a network that each department has someone who they can ask to come back and speak to their classes and say, this is the major I got at Gustavus, this is where it took me. Just trying to find different ways to show students of where their majors can take them, to give them ideas, to give them outlets, to give them connections out in the world, and just kind of really focusing on fostering more connections with our alumni. And that's going to be led a lot by our connections chair that we have over here, Quinn Anderson. She's in our ad hoc committee this year for alumni. Besides that, the other thing that President Bergman asked of us is to kind of get an idea of what buildings need renovations here on campus and what kind of students have been saying that they need. This can be anything from new drinking fountains in academic buildings to, sidewalk down to the Sorry parking lot to, we have this problem in the dorms, like mold in the showers. It can be anything, but just finding out kind of what different projects that there needs to be, that students see as a need here on campus. And that's currently our conversation that we've had with President Bergman. She is planning at some point in this semester, she usually comes in once a semester towards the beginning of the year. It'll probably be during one of our October meetings, and she will be sitting in on our meeting and speaking to us. So that would be a great time if you as a senator have any sort of questions for her, or if you have any sort of remarks on things that you see as a need here on campus, and she's gonna have questions for us too. And so just kind of being ready to be prepared for that interaction when we have it with her.
Any questions for President Lesson? Questions? Seeing none, the last point of all business, then more all business. All business. Seeing none, we move to new business. First point of new business, we have finance chair.
So today I'm presenting a budget for the Gustavus Interfaith Lodge for $446.24. And I will give the floor to Jared, and he will explain what the event will be about.
Hi, everybody. Okay, we hosted this event last year. It's a Jewish celebration, and so that's one of the events we're planning to do again this year for part of our interfaith outreach. We have a lot of the materials already, so this budget is a lot cheaper than it was last year. For this year's plan, we're going to construct the sukkah on the 30th this month and have the decorations the next morning on the 1st, and then the bring in the celebration on the evening of the 4th with the food and meet and greet and the actual rituals of the holiday.
Any questions for our finance chair or the org rep?
Yeah, which of the materials that you're asking for are reusable or things that the organization can continue to use for years to come?
Yes, I believe the bamboo mat, which is the roof of the structure, that first item on the list, is reusable.
Any more questions?
The decorations as well will likely be reusable, yes.
Question for the parliamentarian. With the food being on the budget, is that that we need a two-thirds vote to pass, or?
No.
Okay.
It's a majority.
Chair Anderson?
What is the thing that's being insured?
It's a special fruit that's essential to the celebration, and so we just need to make sure that it arrives intact, that it doesn't have any like mold problems. So
So we would need to go back and look at last year's groups to see if there was an allocation there?
There was an allocation for this group.
Was not?
No. We didn't go for, I'm the other co-president, but we didn't do spring budgeting process.
Yeah.
That's what we're coming in now. So the printing is just $10 for this event, and it wouldn't be going over $10
respectfully, I don't know if it's relevant to ask them for why they did or didn't do something last semester.
Any more questions? Questions? Senator Schumo?
Yep, what day did you say this is?
So we will be constructing the structure on the 30th, do the decorating on the 1st, and then the festival bringing in the holiday is on the 4th. And these are all public events.
So in like a week and a half.
Yeah, and the structure is up for a full week.
Any other?
More questions? Seeing none, we'll open this to discussion. Discussion of the budget. Chair Anderson?
So I was hoping that the ethics chair could comment on the fact that online it says that we don't accept videos in October. What exactly the implications of that are?
I looked in the bylaws and I don't find anything that explicitly says that. It's kind of just like something that's on the Gustavus website.
Right.
So I don't think we're constrained in any way if it's not in the bylaws.
I suppose. So the situation with all of this is in our bylaws it does state that before our finance committee is constructed that we can see budgets. It speaks about then we would have our controller and our finance chair operating as the entirety of our finance committee, and they would be, it's up to their discretion to decide on the funds for everything. If they would like to speak at all to the documentation, that could really help out with the conversation, I think. Other than that, I know that we don't have exactly in our bylaws that the mid-years are from October to April. This could be something that could be rectified and put into our bylaws, should we wish to do that in the future. I yield.
I guess my overall concern with that, whether or not Michael agrees, is that we are publicizing to other organizations that they can't come in until October, and so I think that it is a concern, perhaps not a reason to deny the budget, but a concern that we've been publicizing to them that you can't come in while we have an org sitting right here requesting money from you.
Director Keeling?
So it's not in the bylaws, but online it does say October to April for the mid-year guidelines. So we're mid-year budgeting, and as I believe the finance chair and the controller, we can override those guidelines. So that's just a guideline that we have personally made and I believe should be updated on the website. I yield.
Senator Clark?
Just for some context, I'm a co-president of the State of San Francisco Lodge. With that, I'll be abstaining. But also just note that last year Senate did fund this when it was the budget was some $1,200. And that was to actually buy the sukkah that we also are using this year. This year we're just expanding on it. And also last year we did approve it around this time of the year. And it was a really huge success last year. It was a great opportunity for Jewish students to have an opportunity to celebrate Sukkot, which is a harvest festival. And I think I would just advocate that we can talk about later about changing the website, but we had no problem passing it last year, so with that, I yield.
New information was just brought up about this particular budget, part of it being to expand the former tent, was it? So I am interested to hear more about the rationale for why you want to expand it.
So basically, we have the tent and we have a part of it's called the I can't do my Hebrew H's very well, but basically we want to get another bamboo mat because we have one but it doesn't cover the whole thing, and technically you're supposed to have it complete. It's like the rule is that you're supposed to be able to have it covered all the way to the extent of where you can see the stars but you're still covered. But last year we kind of just improvised it only because we were already going over the normal limit. We just got one, and this year we just want to get another one, and then after that we'll have it all together, and potentially in future years all it would, we would need would be the decorations and the food, which are part of the celebration.
Thank you.
Any more discussion on the budget?
say that since this is a religious celebration, upholding the religious traditions, like Ophie was saying about covering the entire roof, is a pretty vital part of the celebration. So I'm in support of this passing.
Any discussion? Discussion, saying now we move to a vote. Those who are in favor of the budget to pass as it is, say aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed to the budget, say nay. With that, the budget is approved. Okay, the budget is approved.
Thank you.
Next item of new business is the Board of Trustees meeting. So there's a Board of Trustees meeting coming up this coming Friday. So Solveig and I will be, thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Solveig and I will be going to that meeting and updating them on what Senate is up to. So if you have any suggestions or things you think we should bring up to the Board of Trustees, this will be the opportunity to express them. Any suggestions? Almost person on it.
Can you just briefly go over what the Board of Trustees is and what their function is and what would be like examples of things that may have been discussed in the past?
So the Board of Trustees is like the Board of Directors of the college. They come to the campus 3 times a year
They govern the institution from a 30,000 foot perspective. So they are the ultimate body of decision making at the college. They don't often concern themselves with lower level decisions, but they have ultimate authority and responsibility for the totality of the institution.
Also, feel free to reach out to us throughout the week if you have anything coming up. Can be any request as a student, things you want to see happening, I guess.
Just a question I personally have is the update on the Lund renovation. If you guys could ask them about that.
Oh, I can say something about that, actually.
Yeah, sure.
I'm in cross country and track, so I've like heard a lot of it. The architects are coming in. Was it this week? It's
last
like
week?
In September, yeah. So
last
they're
week.
Beginning the process now. I don't know exactly the timeline, but like it's starting.
Yeah, yo.
Next item on new business is the office hours. So this is the third year that we've been using the same system of office hours. So how it used to be, senators used to choose like hours for the week or the month, and they would stay into the Senate office or into the halls to reach out to the residents. But somehow we found it not being as effective. So we switched to a tabling system where we have senators tabling outside the CAF, and I'm actually going to let President Svensson to read our proposal, where we have all the details about how that tabling goes, and we will have a discussion on that, and then we can approve or not approve it, and decide how we move from there.
Yeah, all right, so this is a sort of procedure that we've been doing for, I think, 2 years now. Before office hours weren't really working well because it was that the senators set their own office hours, but they could set them, it depended like where should the class of 2020 be having their office hours, because if they have it in the dorm, then technically are they accessible by everyone who is their constituent? So to change that, we started to do tabling in the campus center. In our bylaws, what it does state is that that at this first meeting, we have to approve a new set of way of doing office hours. That being said, we have kept it consistent with this tabling policy that we've done. It has worked well. So what we do is Student Senate shall provide a regular publicized forum to hear student concerns in the form of a table in the campus center, attended by two senators from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Monday on which Senate meets. So that means that typically for the 2 hours before a Senate meeting, we have a table set up outside the CAF. If you are a student, a returning student, you have probably seen it. We've got that big yellow tablecloth that we set down there. And students come up and they can write down their concerns. Each senator shall staff the table for at least 2 one-hour shifts during the semester. So twice a semester, you're expected to sit at the table for an hour. The sign-up for tabling is all coordinated by the administrative director. Any student concern aired to the table must be responded to via one of the following mechanisms: delivering the concern in writing to the administrative director to present at the cabinet meetings where an appropriate response will be discussed, or bringing the concern to the Senate floor by one of the tabling senators. Another thing, each senator shall alert their constituents about when they are tabling via email sent within 72 hours of their tabling shift. So that typically means that 72 hours before you table on Monday, you should be emailing your constituents and letting them know that you will be there tabling. And then you're kind of a familiar face, hopefully, that they can come up to and talk to because you represent them. These tabling hours shall be publicized to the entire student body in a manner determined by the public relations chair, who shall also provide tabling senator materials / strategies to promote community comment and the student senate online suggestion box. And if a senator is unable to attend any of the shifts, they shall develop an alternative method of hearing and responding to student senate concerns with the administrative director. So if you have lab for the entire semester that runs up until 7 o'clock, that's understandable. Academics come first. This is a college. So in those cases, please talk with Liz and let her know what your conflict is, and you and her can work together to build a way that you can still fulfill your requirements as a senator.
Thank you, President Spencer. Are there any questions on the proposal? Questions? Seeing none, I'll open this to a discussion.
So I was in Senate last year and did like the tabling outside the CAF. I think it's really helpful because most of the time we do it at the dinner time when it's a busy area. So whenever everybody's walking in the CAF, they can see students kind of sitting over there. And most of the time it's unfamiliar faces. So like, for example, XYZ doesn't want to write a complaint if ABC wants to see it, like, you know? And that makes sense. So like, if somebody else is sitting, they can come right there and say. But at the same time, there was a lot of time that the table was just filled with senators' friends. A lot of time people couldn't see, like the people who wanted to write a consent, they thought that the table is busy, but it was actually not busy. But I still like the idea of tabling up. Yeah, I do.
Thank you. Any more discussion on the proposal? Discussion, discussion, discussion. Seeing none, we move to a vote. Those who approve the proposal say aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed to it say nay. Abstentions. The proposal is approved. So our admin director will be sending an email sometime soon for all of you to sign up for the fall semester tabling. Next point on Senator Allen.
I just have a question.
Yes.
So for emails to like notify our constituents 72 hours in advance, is there an already like pre-made one for every residential hall? Okay, thank you.
Yes.
And
yes.
The classes.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. I will be setting those for future. Next point on the agenda is cabinet introductions. So we realize that not everybody will stay at the retreat, so we are going to allow all the chairs members of cabinet to introduce themselves so that all of you might be familiar with what they do, and at the end of the meeting we are going to ask you to apply, join the committees, since each senator is expected to join two committees, except when you are in the ethics committee.
Finance
committee. Finance counts as 2 credits. Every other committee is 1 credit. And yeah, the first committee, health and housing. Just introduce your committee and
hello everyone, my name is Han Nguyen, Health and Housing Committees. This committee would oversee the health and housing aspect of some student body here at Gustavus. So we work closely with Rest Life, Health Service, Counseling Center, Dining Service. If you have any concern, question, or if you want to see an impact and make improvement of that aspect of Gustavus experience, then you are very welcome to talk to me or join my committee. Do I have to introduce myself as well?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, I'm a junior, psychology and economics, double major. My hometown is Hanoi, Vietnam. And I'm the health and housing chair committee. My hobbies are reading, traveling, talking to stranger. Okay, there we go. And the goal I have for my committee is to have us work as efficiently as possible and create meaningful impact on the student Gustavus experience. Any question? Thank you.
I am. You're gonna like academic affairs?
Hi everyone. So my name is Tram and I'm the student in academic affairs chair. So a few things about me. I'm from Hanoi, Vietnam, and I'm a junior biochem major. So before this I used to be in the Peridot Hall Council and I was the president there. I used to be a member of Big Partner, Little Partner. And I'm the, we work on issues related to like students and academic affairs. So specifically we work with GusBus policies and class credits and stuff like that. And we're always open to suggestions. So if you have any concerns or any things that you would like to contribute, feel free to email me or just talk to me. I don't know what else to say. Well, one goal that I want to have for my committee is that I want us to have a very comfortable but also a very efficient environment. And I want to, like, each person to get to know each other along the way. So, thank you. And you.
Any questions for Jeremy? Seeing none, the university committee.
Hi, I'm Mickey Meir. I'm from North Mankato, Minnesota, and I'm the diversity committee chair. I'm a senior bio major in computer science minor. I'm also a greeter and epi, and I'm part of the writing center. And the sort of goal for the diversity committee is to tackle issues of diversity as they present themselves on this campus. But more so, my personal goals for this year is I want to really explore the idea of diversity. It's a really complex and holistic topic, and I hope to have a lot of great conversations with my committee about what that really means for us as students, and to extend this conversation to the campus.
Thank you. Any questions for the diversity chair? Seeing none, the admin director of
Taylor. I'm Liz Taven. I'm co-chair of Building Bridges this year. I'm the Administrative Director for Senate, and I'm also a greeter. Mickey is actually Majid. I'm severely allergic to bees, and I don't have an EpiPen because they're expensive. So if you see a girl, help her out. I'm a psychology major. I have a minor in biology and peace, justice, and conflict studies. I'm applying for the Peace Corps right now. So fingers crossed I'll be leaving for Zambia in September of 2018. Super pumped about that. So I don't have a committee that you can join, which is a bummer because I'm pretty fun. But I am in charge of faculty reports, so I'll be getting those up to you actually probably pretty soon. And then I'll be collecting them probably towards the end of the semester, and so that's just an opportunity for you to go and talk to any faculty member on this campus, whether you know them or not. It doesn't matter what department, and just have a conversation about what they feel Senate should be doing, if they have any suggestions, concerns. It's actually a really great opportunity, so I definitely encourage you to go talk to a faculty member you don't know, because that's really awesome. So I'll be doing those here very soon. I'll be the one that you need to email if you cannot do tabling, if you can't make it to a Senate meeting. You must come to all Senate meetings. You can miss up to three, and if you miss more than three, then I will be filing a report to our ethics or our ombudsperson, and then action from there. If you get a reprimand or not, comes from them, but that's not a great thing that you want to do. So if you can't make it, like, please email me and let me know ahead of time. I think I covered everything. If I type too loud, just give me a shout out, and if I pronounce your name wrong, again, correct me.
Wait, do you have questions?
I just
okay.
Is it three-phase semester or three-phase school year?
I think it's three-phase semester. But you can always have less.
All right, well, anyway, I'm Jack Keeley. I'm the finance chair. I'm from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, and I'm a senior financial economics major. And I just copy and pasted what the finance committee does. But anyways, we allocate your student government fee that we all pay for tuition to students and organizations and clubs on campus like we did today. And if you guys would like to join the finance committee, I have applications here. Applications are due by October 1st. And yeah, Rafa and I will be looking at them. And yeah, some fun facts. I like hockey. I also like to be active, and if you ever want to talk about Game of Thrones, I'm down. So, yeah, that's me.
Any questions for my ass right there? Seeing
Hi everyone, I'm Rafe. I'm the finance controller in the Senate this year. I'm a junior international management major with minors in political science and communication studies. I am starting an Oxfam club this year, so if you're interested, please join. Oxfam is a worldwide organization working in over 90 countries, and they're really cool. And other than that, I'm passionate about lifting, cricket, and Game of Thrones. Some things that I'm involved with on campus are Eppies, like Mickey, and the Honor Board, the Interculture Partners. Other than that, Jack explained what the Finance Committee does. We control all the money for all the clubs and orgs on campus. We both are really fun to work with, at least we think so.
So
feel free to reach out to us with any questions.
So,
yeah, thank you.
Any questions for our controller?
This is actually for both of you, but how many positions do you have open for senators on the finance committee?
For senators on the finance committee, we have room for at least four senators.
All right, thank you.
Yes.
Any more questions? Seeing none. Public relations committee. Senator Allen.
For the finance committee, so if we don't get on that, if it's for if it counts for two requirements, do we sign up for other committees beforehand, or how does that work?
I think if you don't get on, we'll let you know, and then you can choose from
there.
Okay. Yeah.
Any more questions? Seeing none, PL committee.
All right, I'm Samantha Harbeck, junior management and communications double majors. My committee, my goals for the year are to make sure communications are as open, clear, and frequent between all of us and between us and the actual student body. My committee is in charge of doing all of the marketing, making sure people know what that thing is on there when we table, and making some sick-looking apparel. So.
Any questions for PR chair? Questions? Questions? Seeing none.
I'm Quinn Anderson. I'm the Connections Chair. Like they mentioned earlier, there were some additional goals set, like kind of connecting the campus more with their alumni, mentoring programs and stuff like that, and then additionally some goals to connect Student Senate with other leadership on campus and the entire student body a bit more by the end of the year. And so we created ME last year to kind of put an emphasis on those goals. That's my baby sister up there. Look how cute she is. Also, I have a dog. I'm a junior political science major. I'm vice president of the Tri Sigma sorority, although it says SLIDMA up there. I'm also Building Bridges co-chair with Liz, my beautiful Liz over there. This is my third year on Senate. Previously, I held my class representative position, and then last year served as a student and academic affairs chair. So, very excited to be back.
Questions for our connection chair? Questions? Seeing none, technology committee.
So I'm Monica Pham. I'm the technology director. I'm a senior computer science major at Econ and Stats Minors. I'm from Warsaw, Poland. I work for the MCS department, the Custodian Weekly. I'm a coordinator of one of the orgs in the CBSL, and I'm on a faculty committee, amongst other things. My committee would do anything from Wi-Fi to websites, anything having to do with technology, basically. Thanks.
Questions for the tech director? Questions? Councilor Ashad?
So, the Wi-Fi in my room is pretty bad. I live in North, too.
Okay. So when I get a committee, we will work on that. Right.
Thank you. I yield.
Any more questions for the tech director? Questions? Seeing none. Ethics committee.
I'm Mike O'Neill. I'm a sophomore. Econ and philosophy double major. I'm on the tennis team. I also am on Hill Crew and write for the Gustavian Weekly. The ethics committee deals with all of the constitution and bylaws. If there are any complaints about any other senators, those go to me. There are two spots. We also run the elections. So that's why you got so many emails from me. There are two spots on my committee. It's pretty sweet and really fun. We're kind of like the Navy SEALs of Senate. And there's like a short application, but it'll be fun to write. So if you're interested, I'll write down your name after. Come see me, and then I'll send it out to you. Any questions?
Questions for Ms. Tesson? Questions? All right, so those are the members of the
okay.
I didn't miss him. He asked for it beforehand, but I'm going to let him introduce himself.
Sure. I'll make it quick. So, David at home, senior bio major, interested in medicine. I like reading, I like Game of Thrones. If you have any questions about Robert's Rules, ask me. I'm like pretty good at that. I have the book as a guide. So, all right. You want to know more about me? Just let me know. Oh yeah, and I'm also on ethics committee, so Navy SEAL number 2.
I'm sorry for that. Any question from parliamentarian?
How many spaces for senators do you have on your committee? Did you say it? I didn't hear you say it.
Dose.
Good question. Question for parliamentarian? Questions? Right, so we have 11 members of the committee, including President Swenson and I, it's 13 members of cabinet. I'm going to ask if there are any questions for cabinet as a whole. Questions? Seeing none, at the end of the meeting, you are going to approach any of the committees that you're interested in, and you can join or apply for finance and ethics. They have sheets of papers that you can fill in and type them up over the organized. You can talk to them. I believe that was the last one of new business. I'm going to open up for any more items on new business. New business? Senator Whitland.
Motion to discuss finance committee updating the rules on, or the regulations on the website for when people can apply for mid-years.
Stay a second. Senator Oscar, a second.
As we saw earlier, it seems like there's some inconsistency with when people can apply for mid-year budgeting as opposed to what is in our bylaw. So I think we should probably change that on the website, at least saying that there's a procedure for people to be able to apply for mid-years earlier if they need to. But that a yield.
Discussion, Senator Clark.
So we're just in discussion right now, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, I charge cabinet to discuss updating the website to make it consistent with our bylaws, and then maybe do it.
Is that a charge? If there was already
oh.
a charge?
Well, I just motioned to discuss, not to charge.
Okay, motion to discuss. Okay, motion to, okay. To charge cabinet. Is there a second?
Just a note on the wording right now as you said it, it's to be consistent with our bylaws, and in our bylaws we don't have set dates for
okay,
when
well,
mid-years. So
I would like to friendly just to be to clarify as cabinet sees fit to make sure we're not misleading any students about the budgeting process.
Okay.
That's what I intended.
Yeah. Discussion on the motion. Chair Anderson.
I guess if that motion is going to be made, I would appreciate your senators would give some clarification on what they want the finance guidelines to look like. Do you want it to just be the first day of school until April, or do you want it to be whenever they want, or do you want it to be the second week of school until April? Like,
personally, as an organization, I've come through several times early in the year, and it's been no problem as long as there's lots of documentation and it's smooth. So I think we should be as open as possible to organizations to allocate the funds that they pay, the yield.
So we can change the bylaws, that goes into ethics. Any sort of changes that get made in our bylaws would be through ethics. There's a procedure that goes through that. It takes about 3 weeks once we have language prepared, 1 week to approve the language, and then another week to actually vote on the language that we change in our bylaws. So it can be a bit more lengthy of a procedure rather than just changing what the website says, but bylaws can be changed. Yes, that's ethics committee. I yield. Back to you.
I yield. So
just referring back to the question of what we think the website should be changed to say, I think it's kind of already in the motion that it should be as the cabinet sees fit to best represent us. So I yield.
I'd just like to say, I think the first day of school is unrealistic. I think after, or if we are changing the website, it'd be a good idea to just say after the first cabinet meeting and then put that date on the website. I yield.
Senator Allen?
Point of inquiry. So is there funds in the budget allocated to proposals that later and aren't proposed like all the other clubs and
organizations? Yeah, so we do like, you know, full year allocations in spring, but we do have a like good amount of contingency money left. That's what we use to do mid year allocations. So yeah, are you?
Discussion. to George Cabrian to discuss the website update to be more transparent with the media budget guidelines and change the money to the first Senate, first cabinet, right?
There's no charge,
there's
no charge,
yeah,
on that,
no
just the admins.
Those who are in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Those who are opposed, say nay. Abstentions? Motion passed. Is there any more items on new business? Senator Clark.
Okay, so a constituent came up to me and said that they were talking to the custodians, and apparently Arborview has some troubles with mice in the winter, which makes sense, but apparently the mouse traps are like sticky mouse traps, so that like mice go in and they get stuck and then they starve and die. And they were said that like this was the only like mouse traps that they use at Gustavus. So I would like to charge health and housing. Health and housing to look into the types of mouse traps that Gustavus use and see if there would be a possibility to make it like more humane, in the sense that like the mice don't starve to death, maybe just like the normal snap, those like the normal snap ones. But mainly to look in what the mouse traps are and what the policies are.
A second. Senator Allen, second. Going to work on the discussion. You have the floor.
I do.
Senator Ogden.
I would like the original senator who made this motion to consider a friendly amendment to have them bring back a proposal to us or some sort of report with what the options are within 3 weeks.
I'll friendly that, yes. That is my intention. So within 3 weeks.
Any more discussion on the motion? Discussion. Going to move to a vote. Those who are in favor of the motion, say aye. Say nay. Abstentions? The motion passes. Is there any more items on your business? New business? Senator Clark?
This is more of a question, but last year we had pronouns on our placards. Is that something we're looking, is anyone interested in doing that again? Should we charge the administrative director to do that? What is everyone's thought?
I think it's a good idea, but I don't think we should print everyone a new placard, so I think if we do make a charge, we should charge to like put little stickers on the placards that we already have.
One thing that we did last year was that if you so chose to, you could just write on your placard your pronouns. It saves us the money of reprinting, but then it also gives you the option if you want to. But I'm fine if that's what you would like, is to reprint them. It'll be more uniform, but that's, I'm totally fine with anything. Hey.
Any discussion on this?
Yes, this discussion I just wrote mine on. It's kind of cool. I don't think we need to reprint them. No reason to get charged.
Maybe Sharpie next time. Yeah, Sharpie. Some markers. Because I can't read that small writing. So thanks.
Any discussion on this?
Oh, yeah.
Discussion. Seeing none, we will go to new business. Any items are in business? New business. Seeing none, we have an audience.
All right. Well, thank you for surviving through our first meeting. This is great. I know some of you are a little bit hesitant right now just because you aren't completely sure of our procedure and everything. It'll get easier as time goes on. The other thing is that if you have any questions whatsoever, please feel free to reach out to anyone in this room who you have seen today who kind
kind of has a grasp on things. I think any of our senators who have been here in previous years would be happy to answer any questions for you. Hubert and I will gladly answer any questions for you. On top of that, don't forget to sign up for committees. We're going to have, if you just heard from all of the different committees here, as senators, you're required to sign up for two of them. So if you can go up to those committee members and sign up for their committee, that would be fantastic. Besides that, I yield. Thank you.
I just wanted to say that if you are a new senator, don't be afraid to jump in and add something to the conversation. If something gets wonky with parliamentary procedure, there's a whole bunch of us, including the parliamentarian, who will gently help you stay course corrected on there. So don't let that get in the way of participating in the conversation. And then the last announcement I have, just because I feel like it's something important that you'll all want to know, pumpkin pie blizzards are back after St. Peter's.
That was very important.
So usually on the first Senate meeting, we dress up and take a Senate picture, and you can realize that we didn't do that tonight because we don't have a full Senate yet. So next Monday, President Spencer will be sending a reminder for that so that we can just take a professional Senate picture at the start of the new year.
How formal would you like everyone to dress?
Black tie.
Well, my tuxedo.
Business casual.
Cover some
feelings. No jeans, no crocs. Any more announcements? Announcements? Chair Harbert.
You should all join the mentoring program. It is an awesome program. Applications are due October 1st. And also, we save some of the leadership. We have our first event next week, so you should also all go. And are also welcome.
Thank you. Any more announcements? Announcements?
It's homecoming weekend coming up. Everyone make good choices. Stay safe. Don't die. Thank you.
Building Bridges topic is mental health as a social justice cause. If you haven't heard it yet, it's pretty awesome. Me and Quinn are both the co-chairs, and we have really awesome PowerPoints with cool memes. So please come on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. We're in this exact room if you want to get more involved. I yield.
I would just like to add to Senator Wicklund's announcements that you should also have fun.
It's a friendly
one.
You know, everybody was just advertising, so big partner department needs big partners. So please, apply for big partners. Mostly men, we need men, big partners. We don't have any.
Come to the volleyball game on Wednesday. I think it's a Hill Crew event. I could be wrong, but there'll be a photo booth. Wear your jerseys and come. It'll be fun. And sign up for ethics.
Any more announcements? Announcements? Thank you all for a great meeting tonight. With that, the meeting is adjourned.